Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sometimes wrestling companies like to go nuts with their titles. You would think that these would be off the table, but no, we like going the other way. They carry so much importance, why not put it on a celebrity? You know what I'm talking about. There's also some proper crazy facts in the same vein, so I'm Simon from What Culture, please do subscribe. This is 10 fascinating facts about famous wrestling titles. Number 10, Nicholas has more WWE title reigns than Jake Roberts. That is right. The former tag team champion and 10-year-old partner of Braun Strowman may have only been around for a second, because he had homework to do, but man, he was successful, or at least more so than the legendary Jake the Snake Roberts. Somehow Jake was never given any sort of championship that was officially recognized by WWE, and in fact, even when he was going to have a shot at the big one, it was stopped. The claim has always been that Roberts, the heel, was getting more cheers than Hulk Hogan the face, so magically their program got nixed. A fact is a fact, though, when in 2018, Nicholas was plucked from obscurity, beat the bar, to hold a shiny silver belt. I know people get mad about this too, even more so today, but I like living in a world where I get to say such words, because it doesn't make any sense. Number 9, the world title lie. Do you want to know what the official blur for some world championships is, or at least was back in the day? That it must be defended in all continents and all countries in order to give it this earthly status. Yeah, right. For starters, there's no governing body for wrestling, so who is enforcing that rule? And also, look at the Universal Belt. That was willed into existence in 2016 and was just given this status before it'd been won, and it was the same with AEW. Don't think their world title had ever been defended outside of the USA. To be fair, this is quite old school, and now it's about the size of the promotion that decides how important a champion is going to be. But when you do start doing your digging and you read this, well, it's poppycock. Number 8, defeating yourself to win a title. Yes, I said those words. Give it a second. Let it flood your brain and confuse you. We have to go back to Night of Champions 2008 for this, when Ted DiBiase Jr. promised a mystery partner so he could challenge for Cody Rhodes and Hardcore Holly's tag team titles. The swerve, though, was that Ted revealed Cody as his man, meaning when they won, on paper it read, DiBiase and Rhodes defeated Holly and Rhodes. How ridiculous is this? As far as I know, this is the only experience of such a thing happening, and hopefully it never goes down again. It's too weird, and it makes non-wrestling fans look at you like you're a freak. It's not nice. Number 7, AEW teased a different design for their world title. Nobody remembers this, but it does show how far we've come. Back in 2019, British comedian Jack Whitehall was the guy who revealed the AEW world title at Double or Nothing, and even teased what it would look like during a TV special before the pay-per-view started. This came about as Jack and AEW head honcho Tony Khan are friends. And as ever, the internet freaked out. Was Whitehall going to be the new general manager? No, not at all. That wasn't even hinted at. Obviously, he didn't show it off because Bret Hart was going to do that. But given he did expose a bit of it, if you look closely and zoom in like a massive nerd, you can definitely see it went through some sort of a change. I mean, there's even some red dots on it. Now, there's every chance this was done on purpose, but as we don't know, we speculate. This is what the wrestling community thrives on, for better and for worse. Number 6, the colognes are technically better than everyone. Or a lot of teams anyway. There is an argument to be had that WWE didn't get what they had with Primo and Epico, but they were able to secure a 275-day reign with the tag titles. If we do take wrestling as a shoot then, this would make them better than the Brainbusters, Strikeforce, the Legion of Doom, the Steiners, the British Bulldog and Owen Hart, as well as Edge and Christian. Even the latter's best was 206 days, so they got nowhere near. Now, yes, in reality, this is because in 2008, Vince McMahon cared even less about his tag division than usual, but it still happened. Can't undo it now unless you invent a time machine. And if you actually do build one and you decide it's this that you want to change, I'm I'm sorry, you've made a really bad choice. The best stat is that even when you add up all the Hardy Boys' WWE Tag Team title reigns, it tops out at 151 days. That just sums up the Attitude Era, but still, it doesn't seem real. 5. Jinder Mahal outdoes Edge. And there's more like this as well. We all remember when from nowhere Jinder Mahal became the WWE champion, as he went from opening match dude to the guy in a week. Rather odd. It would have worked too if it wasn't for those meddling kids, or if the powers that be had just given this some time. Jinder would have found his way, just needed to be allowed to bed in. Instead, WWE did this after the fact and thought they could cement him in this position after he had been crowned, hence why he held it for 170 days. That is interesting though, because it means in one slog, he held his belt longer than Edge, who clocks in at 139 combined. Now in hindsight, the Rated R Superstar was always a transitional champion of sorts, but those stats are bonkers. I mean, is it good or bad? I actually know. Number 4, the champion's advantage in Hell in a Cell. Not one person won a world title inside the Hell in a Cell until 2009. Yep. The stipulation in general has been ruined ever since it got his own pay-per-view, as Fuse went into the structure even when there was no need, so in short, it basically became a prop. Despite being born in 1997, however, and housing numerous championship matches, it wasn't until The Undertaker beat CM Punk for the big gold belt that we got a switch, meaning going in, you wanted to be the guy, the odds were in your favour. There likely would have been more, but we lost our way with this. See Seth Rollins versus Bray Wyatt in 2019, and there is even more here. The rumour has long been Punk only lost as a punishment for mouthing off about the dress code. You should go look into that too. High school politics at their finest. Number 3, the total number of combined reigns. So this one is for the geeks amongst you and for me then. But how many total reigns have there been for all the championships that Vince McMahon has had control over? That sentence means the likes of NXT and NXT UK are out the door because he wasn't directly responsible for what happened there. But don't worry, there's still a ton more. So think of the WWE title, the Million Dollar Belt, all the championships in WCW when that happened in 2001 onwards, and a bunch more. And we are currently at 1,399 reigns. That's a lot. We can go further with this, as today McMahon has been in charge for 1,976 weeks, meaning when we do the maths, he has booked a championship reign once every 0.7 weeks, or just under 3 months per reign. Wild. If you drop the hardcore and 24/7 trinkets, this drops to 997, which sums those belts up. You could probably argue this has become a slight issue. The titles don't mean as much anymore. Number 2, the other fake history of the Intercontinental title. The classic story is that Pat Patterson won the first ever IC championship after a tournament in Rio de Janeiro. This never happened and was just a cover because the then WWF wanted a new belt that could be defended when they were running multiple house shows. They'd have an A crew and a B crew and thought being able to promote some sort of title match for both was important, so here was a brand new title. Soon after though, especially as their business model changed, the IC Championship did just become something we could use on TV. Now there were high points such as Bret Hart and Mr. Perfect, and more recently Dolph Ziggler and The Miz in 2016. But when you realise this championship was born in 1979 and got thrown into the toilet in 1998, well, it's been considered an afterthought far longer than it was ever prestigious. I mean, they actively deactivated it in 2002, which did not help this at all, meaning more wrestlers have talked about bringing this belt back to prominence than it's actually been prominent. And do not get me wrong, I'm not happy about this, because when it was good, it was excellent. But Vince McMahon has demoted it longer than he has promoted it, and we still all just buy into the story that they want to tell. Number 1, title inflation. The contrast between two of the WWE's biggest boom periods is amazing. If we take Hulk Hogan's first ever WWF title win as the first explosion until it ended at the King of the Ring 1993, that's around about 9.5 years. Conversely, the Attitude Era started in late 1997 and arguably ended at WrestleMania 17, so yes, that's a measly 3.5 years. For round one, the WWF Championship changed hands 16 times, which is about once every 7 months, whereas over the shorter round two, it swapped 21 times. This also means it was jumping around at a rate of once every 2 months, just under if you want to get serious about this. This opens up the debate about which way was best, although we have swung back the other way recently. Roman Reigns has been champion for longer than most people have been born. It is up to you to decide which one you like, though. And why don't you do that in the comments below?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.